Michelle Rickett of She Is Safe has been involved in this battle for 18 years. Rickett has witnessed a new wave of enthusiastic young people getting involved in this cause.
We're experiencing a wave of passion and compassion and prayer and activism and creativity on the part of students, both high school and college students. The first year, college students, mind you, and teens donated $3.3 million in one weekend to organizations that combat slavery.
Rickett is pleased with all the programs young people are using to help end human slavery.
Such things as the End It movement from Passion City Church and My Freedom Day in conjunction with students all around the world. Just so many wonderful things, and we certainly want to tap into that, fan into flame, you know, these kids who really want to be engaged in changing the world.
Imagine the impact of teenagers who see a problem in our world, then decide to do something about it.
My Freedom Day is all about social media, a student-initiated social media event like nothing the world has ever seen, just in the sheer magnitude.
Freedom Day began in the hearts of two young teenage girls.
It started with just two girls, two teens. Last year, on My Freedom Day had 750 million Twitter impressions. That is a staggering number of activated kids all around the world who say, this is an important cause to me.
She Is Safe is encouraging others to be involved in Freedom Day to make a difference.
She Is Safe tracks the communities where we do the prevention training, just simple prevention training, last year to about 63,200 school children. And the authorities tell us that there is a reduction in the number of cases of abuse and slavery there.
Michelle Rickett of She Is Safe tells us today is the day.
I would suggest people go to the homepage of sheissafe.org under the Happening Now on our homepage there and watch the My Freedom Day video. It's about 2 minutes, and it really walks everyone through, whether it's an adult or a teacher or a student. These are some things that you can do right now, and one of those is post a quick video of yourself answering that question. What am I doing to end slavery?
There are several other programs all year long that may appeal to different people. Programs like what is offered at Passion Church.
Passion Church in Atlanta began in 2013, I think it was. One weekend a year, the church wanted to, it's sort of a stadium feel, but their hook for these kids is this heart-pounding, popular worship music and impassioned preaching that inspires them to be world changers.
Other world changers are involved in Prom Red to help end slavery.
We came upon a group of high schoolers who said, hey, we have something called Prom Red we want to tell She Is Safe about. Instead of buying new gowns and getting our hair done and riding in limos to our prom, we defer those things and wear something we have or make something, and then those funds are used instead to rescue and restore trafficking victims.
Michelle Rickett of She Is Safe shares this story of a young girl to explain her lifelong passion to end human trafficking.
She was in class and shared with a friend who knew that this was not only abusive, but what this girl was going through was illegal. And so the friend talked to her mother and said, you're not going to believe what this girl told me at school today. The Department of Family and Children's Services rescued that girl and placed her in a loving Christian home till she could finish high school. That trafficked student was me.
Michelle Rickett of She Is Safe tells us how to get more information.
People can email us at info@sheissafe.org. They also can go onto our website there and click a link that says Contact Us, just to make that easy. And the website is sheissafe.org.
This is John Clemens reporting.